26 churches, and 23 of them turned her down. This is what happened to Nicolee.
But then she called a mosque. Before she could finish, the man on the line said,
"Did the church that Charlie Kirk regularly attended?"
Used to speak at frequently.
He helped Dream City Church make national headlines when Turning Point USA hosted Trump rallies here in 2020 and 2024.
The church he would speak at with Pastor Luke.
Yes, I just want to see if there's any way y'all could help with a small can of baby formula.
We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can be compassionate and loving and rescue young ladies from human trafficking and feed the poor. And
if they don't have any baby formula, then we don't have any.
Just really disheartening. Like, this is really the stuff that people go through.
Who talk about feeding the poor, called the Dream City Church. Did that church and so many like it just nicely refused to help give baby formula?
She called 26 churches for help. She pretended to be a desperate mother without baby formula, even playing the sound of a baby crying in the background, begging for help. Some churches gave excuses, some hung up, and others coldly responded, "We don't do that here." But she didn't give up. She made another call, but this time not to a church, to a Muslim mosque. The response was completely different. "Where are you? What kind of formula do you need? Come here, we'll help you." The churches who preach love thy neighbor failed to offer any help in a time of need, while the often misunderstood Muslim community showed what real faith looks like through action.
Now let's be fair, okay? Do you think the budget for the baby formula is being affected because of all the churches sending all of their money to the same places that Charlie thought we should send more money to as Americans?
Define Give me it. The facts! Kids, do Muslim lives matter, Charlie?
Of course they do.
Do they matter?
Yes, every
so
life.
So why do you support sending $3 billion in aid to Israel to fund this?
Well, I actually support more than that, but
well,
I mean...
Well, yes, exactly!
Now, what's all this that I'm talking about that's going viral? Baby formula, churches, and a mosque stepping up, Muslims stepping up to help. Let's get into the story.
A TikToker just proved what a lot of us already knew. Some churches talk about love, but don't show it. Her name is Nicolee, and she's gone viral for calling 26 Christian churches, pretending to be a desperate mom out of baby formula. She even plays a sound of a baby crying in the background, begging for help. You'd think a church would step up, right? Out of 26 calls, 23 said no. Some gave excuses, some hung up, others said, "We don't do that here." Out of all those so-called Christian churches, only 3 offered help. But then she called a mosque. Before she could finish, the man on the line said, "Where are you? What kind of formula do you need? Come here, we'll help you." No hesitation, no judgment, just action. The internet's calling it the real test of faith. The same people many fear or misunderstand were the only ones to actually practice compassion. Meanwhile, the ones preaching love thy neighbor couldn't be bothered. Maybe Nicolee didn't just expose hypocrisy. Maybe she reminded us what humanity's...
And just notice that the mainstream media, who should be reporting on things like this, no, you won't hear them talk much. They're silent. Mainstream media is not picking up on this one, even though it's really the talk of the town.
This woman called local Kentucky churches to check if they're ready to help with baby formula for a 2-month-old.
And this viral report by this woman is spreading everywhere.
It turned out to get help, apparently, you need to be in a club.
So you all wouldn't be able to help at all?
I mean, do you know a member of the church?
And you know what's interesting? It's happening at the exact same time that we're seeing powerful forces spending billions, I'm talking about billions, to spread misinformation about Islam and Muslims. Lies, this fear-mongering propaganda, especially on Elon Musk's media platform X. Anyone who uses that platform. And it's all designed to demonize Muslims and to make Americans hate Islam. But good people, wise people, critical thinkers are seeing right through all of this. They're seeing, like in this case, Muslims... first ones to step forward to help, just like we saw with this woman and her experiment. While these hypocrites, what else are you going to call them? People are seeing through all the hypocrisy, just talk, no action. It's all about politics, spreading hate. Now I want to give you, here's another really important example, and this just happened. And this happens all the time when a person somehow is connected to being Muslim, even though they're not practicing, far away from Islam, but he's got an Arabic name and he commits an evil act. He possibly really mentally disturbed. He got mental health issues. But the media instantly brings up his religion. If you don't know about this study, this was done at the University of Alabama, and it found that anyone who's connected, if you're a Muslim and you do something, a crime with the T word, you know what I'm talking about, non-practicing, doesn't matter. When the media picks up on this, they receive about 350% more, that's almost 400% more headlines in the U.S. national media compared to a non-Muslim perpetrator who does the same crime, the T word, you know what I'm talking about. Imagine, that's why you're being conditioned to think the worst about Islam and Muslims, because of that billion-dollar hate industry. But now let's flip that. When a Muslim does something heroic, that connection is erased. Like what we just saw happen with this Muslim man, Samer Zimnawi. He was simply called a rail worker. Unbelievable. So if he was a Muslim terrorist, Muslim this, Muslim that, radical, all these other names are so, and it's Muslim, right? If the rail worker would have done what just happened in the UK, you know, then it would be all over the news. His religion would be brought in. They'd be in his home looking for Qurans and whatnot. But now he saves lives and he's a rail worker. You know, at first, the many had jumped on his story, excited to push that this person behind the evil act was Muslim. But later, I mean, it turned out, obviously, it was the opposite. The opposite was true, that this Muslim actually saved many lives, risking his very own life. Yet no mention now that he was Muslim, not rail worker, that's all. No mention of Islam. Why? I said, why? I mean, the critical thinkers are starting to figure this out. That's the good thing. And this is the part that the media almost never talks about. They never talk about the good things that Muslims do. Like this story, and this story that happened in UK. While billions are being spent to spread misinformation and fear about Islam. And the reality is Muslims are just ordinary people. People like you who want to bring home the money, bring home the food to the family, take care, live in peace. But I mean, and often they're the first ones to step up because of Islam that they demonized. And like you just saw here in this social experiment, they're the first ones to step up to want to help, while the churches, let's be fair, not all of them, let's say 99% of them did not step up to help the woman who needed, who was doing the experiment of needing baby formula. The Muslims, when she contacted a Muslim mosque, the Muslims did.
She made another call, but this time not to a church, to a Muslim mosque. The response was completely different. Where are you? What kind of formula do you need? Come here. We'll help you.
Stepped up right away, because you'll find Muslims feeding the poor, sheltering the homeless, donating to orphans, and saving lives, regardless of race, religion, or background, because Islam teaches us to value every human life. God Almighty says in His book, revealed to all of humanity, whoever saves one life, it is as if he saved all of humanity. This is in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 32. That's the heart of Islam. Mercy, compassion, and justice. Anything else you're getting is from Zio talking points from those billions being spent against Islam. Islam is about worshiping the Creator alone, same God that Jesus worshiped, and not worshiping His creation. And the belief in Jesus as a messenger, a prophet, the Messiah, the belief in Moses, Abraham, they all came with the same message. They were all Muslims, submitters to the Creator, to God Almighty alone, calling people to the same religion, that way of submitting your will to the will of God. That's Islam in one word. Why you got to say the whole thing? Submission to the will of the Creator. Islam, that's what it is. Living a morally upright life, doing good, being a good human being. Standing for truth, calling people to what's forever, paradise, calling people to Jannah, to paradise, and warning people, like the prophets warned people about the day of judgment, the hellfire, because we're all going to leave this life. And that's just wishful thinking, that you're going to just hop, skip, sleep, wake up, and not be accountable for all the things that you did in this life. And you're just going to go to, he went to a better place. No, it doesn't work like that. You're going to be accountable for what you did in this life. This life is a test. And you're not going to just wake up to something better if you didn't earn it, you didn't work for it. And then by God's grace, Allah's grace, his forgiveness and mercy. That's how you get to paradise. So if you're somebody watching this who's heard all the media headlines, you've been on X and you're getting your Elon Musk S and you're getting your head and your mind poisoned with all of the hate propaganda. You become a victim to the hate industry. I invite you to learn more about the real Islam for yourself. Read the Quran, the verbatim word of God Almighty, tamper-free, tamper-proof. It's a living miracle. It's a living miracle. Just read it for yourself. Look at the prophecies in the Quran. The things that there's no way a human like Prophet Muhammad could have came up with it, or a group of individuals collaborated to put it together, or that it's from the devil. Once you eliminate these three options, the only option left is that the Quran is talking to you from the Creator, man. Do you get it? Read it as a potential book from your Creator. You got nothing to lose. Study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Look at all the prophecies. Look at the miracles that he did. You talk about Jesus' miracles, which we believe as Muslims, but Prophet Muhammad did miracles too. And the ultimate miracles of the Quran and the believable message of pure, absolute monotheism. And discover what billions already know. That attaining peace through submission to God, to your through your Creator, and a proper connection with the Creator, purpose in life, why you are here, why you've been created, the love and mercy and justice of Islam. All the opposite, it's the antithesis of what they're spreading out there to try to pollute your brain, to make you a victim, and to keep you away from the truth, but it continues to grow. And if you'd like a free a gift from me to you, I'm going to send you that Quran so you can read it for yourself. Go to the website, thedeanshow.com, and start your journey today of seeking the truth. And be sincere. And I tell you, I cannot guide you, but the one who can guide you, the Creator of the heavens and earth, say the one who created me, the one who Jesus prayed to, the one that Moses prayed to, and Abraham, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad. We don't worship none of them, nor the sun, the moon, or anything in the creation. We ask the Creator of creation, guide us to the truth. If this man with the Dean Short hat, he's speaking the truth, man, let me be upon that way that he's upon, the way that Jesus was upon. Make that sincere supplication to God, that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide me to the straight path, God, the Creator, the most loving, the most merciful. And then, man, be prepared for what happens next. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.